Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, sitting in for Dick Newman this morning. Dick's got the Saturday off, and we're going to kick the Saturday Morning Coaches Show off. We're talking Lacapra Valley football with head coach Tony Smith. Tony's in the studio and sitting in Dick's chair today, Tony.
Yes, good morning. Sorry I sound like I'm really struggling with the voice this morning. We've been struggling with illness all week, or actually the last 2 weeks, and I think I got what some of those guys had on our team. So my voice is a little low today.
I thought it was going to be from yelling too much.
No, it sounded horrible out there. They could hardly hear me, so it was not good.
Okay. All right. Well, a tough game in Olivia last night, Tony.
Yeah.
Good team you faced there.
Very good team. I think after they got beat last week by Mineota, I think they moved down to the ninth-ranked team in the state. I as coaches, staff, guys, I mean, you know that after that they lost the way that they did to Mineota, that this was going to be a chance for them to feel like they needed to get the ship righted again. And you know, after the first quarter, I thought, man, hey, here we go. We settled in nicely. They got the opening kickoff, and they drove down to inside the 5 yard line, and we did a beautiful job of holding them out of the end zone. Davis Patzer took the first snap from scrimmage for us in the end zone, and we had like a 14 or 15 yard gain, and we got out of that area. I believe we punted. And they got the ball back, and they ended up scoring to make it 6-0. We blocked the extra point, and then we got the ball back, and Davis scrambled out to his right and found Tygan Allpress in the flat, had lost his man, and 50 yards later, we were tied 6-6, get the extra point. And it's 7-6.
Oh, nice.
And so great.
After the first quarter?
After the first quarter. It was a great start for us. And then in the second quarter, Bold, as Bold can do, like they just started to wear on us a little bit physically and then mentally. And they rose to the occasion of the physicality of it. And we had some conflicts. We just did not handle some things correctly, and the competitiveness of our group is there. We just got to make sure that we're channeling it in the right direction, and they scored to make it 14-7, and we went for it on a fourth, and I believe it was 11 on our 40, and we didn't get it. And you know, you can look back and go hindsight, well, maybe we should have punted, but I had felt like, you know, we had done some nice things in the air. We had some momentum. We may not get that opportunity again, so let's try it. And they held us, and they ended up scoring again. So they ended up scoring 28 points in the second quarter. So we talked about in the third quarter, we got to make sure that we're doing our job, having our assignment. And they ended up scoring 16 or two touchdowns in the third quarter, but it was super physical. And after the game, I told our guys, I said,
hard hitting, physical,
hard hitting, very physical, guys getting after each other. I told them after the game, I was proud of the way that they didn't back down to a very large group of men up front, but physicality wise, we try to match them play for play, and very, very pleased with that. But the composure piece we need to continue to work on, and that was our conversation at halftime and then after the game. And then in the fourth quarter, the reserves got in, and they ended up we ended up scoring. Jace Deline had a 1 yard touchdown run, and the 2 point conversion was incomplete. So the final score ended up being 50-13. The plays wise, we ran 55 plays; they ran 56.
Oh wow!
The problem was they had almost 450 yards of total offense, 320 yards rushing, and we were only able to get 44 on the ground. And you know, we like to get some big chunk plays, and they did a nice job up front of taking their four guys and getting some pressure. And you know, to start with, I thought our guys up front did a nice job moving their feet and being able to give us some time and some running lanes for Davis. But as that kind of wore on, then we had a couple of first downs brought back because of holdings or whatever. And they did a nice job with those four guys of rushing and then driving. So now all of a sudden, now you don't have the passing lanes that we like to see and that like to be able to have. So, you know, we were 3 of 13 on third down. They were 2 of 6. We were 0 of 4 on fourth down. Individually, Davis Patzer was 4 of 17 for 70 yards and a touchdown with a pick. Gavin Meyer was 4 of 6 for 38 yards. Receiving, Tygan Allpress was 2 receptions for 50 yards and a touchdown. Nolan Smith had 2 receptions for 16 yards. Caden Kessler had 1 reception for 15. Tanner Tilbury had 1 reception for 7. Dylan Kiming had 1 for 5. And Gavin Mortensen had 1 for 5. And then also Tucker Lyons had 1 for 18. In the running game, like we talked about, we only ended up with 44 yards rushing. But Landon Weber, 10 carries for 21. Davis Patzer, 4 for 17. Jace Deline, 8 for 14. Gavin Meyer, 3 for 5. And then on a broken play, Tygan Allpress had one carry for minus 13 yards. Like I said, it ended up being a broken play, and he ended up with the ball.
Oh, okay.
Defensively, Kessler had 4 tackles, 3 assists. Gavin Mortensen had 4 tackles and assists and a tackle for loss. Thought he did some nice things for us defensively. Tyler Earp had 2 tackles and 4 assists. Noah Meyer had 2 tackles and assists. Davis Patzer and Gavin Meyer each had a tackle. Tygan Allpress had a tackle, 3 assists, and an interception. Made a beautiful catch on the wheel route, and he ran step for step and made a great play on that. Gabe Lowry had a tackle and an assist. Kaysen Heineke had a tackle. Brock Biernell had a tackle. Landon Weber had 4 assists. Kaimig had an assist. Jesse Wynn had an assist. Carson Grappi had an assist. And Blake Wells had an assist. And then, you know, they're a physical team, and they ran the ball extremely well. And we knew that. We knew that they were going to try to get back to what they do. You watch them against Minnesota. Their biggest fault there that night was it was 14-0 before Minnesota even had the ball, before Bold even touched the ball because they fumbled the kickoff. And so, you know, I talked to Flan. He and I are pretty good friends afterwards, and he just said, you know, we need to get back on track. And I challenged our kids, is what he said. And I said, I knew that was going to happen just because. You know, they're looking down the road.
Right. Yep.
But he thought, you know, we had answered them as well as we could with our group. So now you turn the page, try to get yourself your mind right, and turn the page. We got a homecoming this upcoming week, and all the pomp and circumstance what happens with that.
And coaches love homecoming, right? All the distractions.
You bet. Good stuff, good stuff. Memories are made.
Yeah. Well, you got Camby?
We have Camby.
Yeah, I'll be doing that game.
Yep, Camby on Friday night. Last Monday, the JV went down to Granite Falls and won 48-0. Played really well down there. And then the junior high played Granite Falls or YME on Tuesday, and the 7th grade won 6-0, And then the eighth grade, I believe it was the final score, they had won 20-0. So they both have games coming up this week. Bold comes here on Monday, and I'm not sure who the junior high plays on Tuesday this week.
All right. All right. Yeah, so you got football today? Or
we do not. We're doing it Tuesday nights.
Oh, that's right. You switched that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's for the little kids?
That's for the kindergarten through sixth grade.
Is that contact or
we're doing flag football with this group. There's, I don't know, 66, 67 of them signed up. And that's been very well received. You know, they like getting the flags on and being able to juke and move and spin and and do all the things with that. So
good. All right. We'll see you Friday night. Homecoming game.
All right. Thank
you
very much.
Big homecoming festivities all Friday afternoon into the night, right?
Yeah. Yep. There's the powder puff. There's the volleyball.
They're doing the Taste of Lacaparla again?
Taste of Lacaparla is happening
again.
Love that. Oh, yeah. I'd like to be able to swing into the Commons and grab a couple of plates, but that won't happen.
Okay.
But no, it's a good time. It's a fun time. It's an exhausting time for everybody. But everybody loves it.
Okay. All right, Tony, thanks for coming in the studio once again, and good luck next Friday against Camby.
You bet. Thank you.
Head coach Tony Smith of the Lacaparral Valley football team. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling Ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by, ride downtown, or give them a call, 320-769-2238. The Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash.
This week at the Country Butcher, all seafood and off, frozen white wrap meat, 25% off.
Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday, by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Let's take a look at some things going on around the area this weekend. Appleton American Legion will be hosting Pi Day at the Legion Hall from 1 until 3 this afternoon. Fall Fest in Canby is going on today. Be listening for some live broadcasts later here on Q92 with Paul Ramo. Tomorrow, Sunday, Free Will Donation Ham Dinner at the Marietta Fire Hall will be taking place from 11 to 1, followed by bingo at 1. On the menu, ham, scallop potatoes, and all the trimmings. Takeouts and in-town delivery available by calling 320-668-2153. Sponsored by the Marietta Hometown Committee. Sunday, Taste of Grace Beef Commercial Dinner at Grace Lutheran in Dawson, 11 to 1. On the menu, beef commercial, side of corn, strawberry shortcake, and a beverage. Takeouts available at the west entrance from 10:30 to 12:30, and tickets are $14 for adults, $7 for ages 6 to 12, free for ages 5 and under, at a Grace Lutheran in Dawson Sunday. Be announced at the Prairie Ballroom in Rosen on Sunday from 1 to 4 with music by Jerry's Band. Sunday, the 20th Annual Walk of Hope from 3 until 6 p.m. in the city of Bellingham. There'll be free entertainment by Neon Gypsy, food by the Sons of the American Legion. Buzzy Bee Coffee will be available. Walk of Hope is supported by funds from Thrivent Financial, Lacaparral Hope Network Incorporated is a nonprofit corporation of Lacaparral County, serving to raise and disperse funds to assist citizens touched by cancer. And the Walk of Hope is one of their main fundraisers during the year. On this September 21st, we say happy birthday to Brad Kuzman, Brad Halverson, Ted Burkus in Canby, Phil Werpy from Q92 with a birthday on Saturday, and Linda Nelson. Happy anniversary on the 21st to Rick and Sandy Hoyam, Dan and Cammie Malin. And then on Sunday, happy birthday to Tony Croat, Scott Evans, Diane Pete, Avery Bartunek, Whitley Stry. Happy birthday Sunday to Carson Bornhorst, 1 year old this year. And a happy anniversary Sunday to Charlotte and Brent Zupan. Hope you all have a great day and a super weekend.
It's
Lights Fall Fest in Canby this Saturday, September 21st. All events are downtown Canby unless specified. Canby for kids activities, car and bike show, and kids games from 9 to 1. Cruise Main Street in your classic ride and join us in front of the Canby Theater. Car show from 9 to 2. There'll be a free movie at 10:30. Family bowling. More kids activities sponsored by the Canby Area Arts Council. And food will be available. From 11 to 2, live music by the Highway Call Band. Shop local. Come on over to Canby this Saturday for Fall Fest. Listen for live broadcast here on Q92 and check out the Canby Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for a complete list of events.
Taking a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, Minnesota.
Reagan returns to office.
We are the greatest country in the world. We have just forgotten.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him. I am about to start the biggest war of this century.
You told me you wanted to make a difference in this world.
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Reagan, new theaters Friday, August 30th. Rated PG-13, may not be suitable for children under 13.
Reagan will show again at the Grand Theater in Madison Friday, September 20th through Monday, September 23rd in Theater 2, once nightly at 7. In Theater 1, it's Transformers 1, rated PG-13, 7 o'clock Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here in the studio this morning. Dick Newman with the Saturday off today. John Sherb just walked in the front door. You made it just in time, John.
Sometimes timing yourself pretty good. Got lucky, I guess.
You did. Okay, thanks for coming in the studio again, John. Did you guys have a busy week?
Yeah, we've had a busy, 7 days we've had. We've had three meets in 6 days, so our legs, we've taken a little bit of a toll on that one. So, we had the meet at Saturday at Milbank, and then we ran Tuesday at our place in Madison. So it has been a busy week before really. So that's a lot of meets, and the kids were tired.
Every time I hear you went over to Milbank on that Saturday, this is going way back now when my son ran cross country for you. That was my very first cross country meet I ever saw was in Milbank. So whenever I hear Milbank, hey, that was my first cross country meet.
And that's a good one. It's a fun one. I could see a lot of South Dakota schools. Yeah. It's in the morning, and so it was good. So it's always fun over there, and they do a really good job with putting it on. And so, we went over there on Saturday. It got really stale as the race goes. You figure racing at 9:30 wouldn't be too bad, but it really, really got sticky as the race went on. So the atmosphere and the weather didn't help things at all. But, I thought our kids handled it very well because, you're turning back from a Thursday and they're racing back on a Saturday. So you don't even get 2 days of rest. So we're having that. But Talia Hersom was second. Tally was 13:08. They ran a 3K course over there. In our junior high boys, had a really nice run, our junior high boys. Matt Bothan has really, has been kind of learning as the years go on because, he ran last year, experience. But then Sadie Rosenthal's brother came out, Colin. He was second. So Matt won it with a time of 11:13 on the 3K course. Colin was right behind him at 11:28 to finish second. Kentaro Saaro was 17th at 13:19. Uriah Specht was in 18th at 13:27. Max Bothan was 21st at 13:47. Eddie Felton was 24th at 14:23. Colton Schoenfeld was 29th at 15:52. Aaron Will was 32nd at 16:13. Then Harrison Solly was 34th at 16:24. In the JV girls, we moved some kids around a little bit just to kind of wanted to change things up with only, scoring four in South Dakota. We got our lineup a little smaller on the varsity side. So Tegan Conroy in the JV was 7th overall. She was on a 4K course with 19:41. Daytona Bissett was an 8th at 19:44. Sadie Rosenthal was 17th at 20:38. Alyssa Swinski was 18th at 20:41. Becca Torgerson was 22nd at 21:14. And then Madison Lee was 41st at 25:03. Then on the JV boys, our top runner was Brody Nelson. He was 8th with a time of 16:15. Brendan Sherb was 35th at 18:49. And then Peter Hale was 46th at 27:34. Varsity girls, we changed them. We changed the numbers, but then also we didn't know Chloe came back from her hip injury. See where she was at. Unfortunately, got halfway through the race and started tightening on her instead of taking a chance of pulling something. We pulled her out of the race, so we got just to let her cool down. But Bryn Glege has been really filling in nicely in that front side until her sister gets back there. Bryn was seventh, time at 20:51. Then we had Harper Grunholz in 26th at 23:54. Taylor Wood was 34th at 24:53. Micaiah Poos was 35th at 25:08. And Shea Bothan was 41st at 26:12. Scoring-wise, the girls end up finishing sixth. Yes, we get Chloe in there. That'll help us a lot. But again, it just everybody's got to step up and do their job on it, see how they fit in. Flander won it with a time of points of 32. It looked very, very good. Them and Breckenridge were really close there at 41. So, tough field. Border West was third at 55. Great Plains Lutheran, 62. Millbank was in fifth at 64. And then we were at 92 and sixth. Varsity boys had a little change in there. We had Mr. Clark had an issue. He rolled his ankle twice at Spicer on that Thursday. He warmed up to see how it went, but the calf was pretty tight, so we just held him out. He warmed up, got to the start line, looked at him. He said, nah, it's a little tight. He said, let's be done. We're not going to worry about it and just save and move on. So that's the way it goes with that, but that's just we live another day. Gavin Carl had really a nice race. He got out there, was first or second the whole race. Him and a kid from Madison raced pretty sound off each other, and it was fun watching them go at it. Gavin finishing second with a time of 16:44. That has got to be, and I did not look at this up, but that's got to be his PR for his career. So that's really, he's starting to bounce some fast times, and that course is fast over there. Tanner Callis was 16th at 18:39. Luke Stock was 27th at 19:19. Landon Keeman was 32nd at 19:32. Cade Solom was 43rd at 20:26. So, it was good. We finished third over there. Millbank won it with 29. Monty with 33. And we were third in 70. And Madison, South Dakota, at 74. So, very good meet over there. Good, good chance to see some different people we don't see. Get a morning run in. Like I said, it got really sticky. And I can't remember how many miles I had in my a pedometer, but I put a lot of miles and I was gassed. I got home and said, going, where's the air conditioning? I need some air conditioning and cold water. It's just the way it went. Then Tuesday, we hosted our meet. It's the off year on it. We still had 14 teams for having our off year not hosting sections. So it was a very, very deep field, and it was good to see that, just kind of see some teams we haven't seen at all and just kind of see where we fit in. In the junior high girls, their 7th and 8th grade ran together. They ran about 2,700 meters. Tally Hurston was 9th at 12:57. Cambry Larson was 21st at 13:42. Macy Clavin was 38th at 15:46. In the 7th and 8th grade boys, Matthew Bothan won the race at 10:23. Had a really good race with an RTR kid. And that was good to kind of have him fight that and work a half home. You just can't lounge a little bit, so he kind of had to dig a little bit to go home. And then Colin Rosendahl was 6th at 10:51. Then we had Colton Schoenfeld at 55th at 14:18. Harrison Sowie at 63rd at 16:51. Uriah Specht was 26th at 12:25. Kentaro Serraro is 28th at 12:27. Max Bothan was 29th at 12:29. Aaron Will was 51st at 13:54. And then Eddie Felton was 44th at 13:18. JV girls, they ran the 5K course also. Melissa Switzke was 14th at 27:29. Sadie Rosendahl was 7th at 25:43. Laura Schreier was 10th at 25:44. That's a girl's been just, she came out late, has been slowly working herself in the system, and that was a nice first race where we welcomed her as a newbie to the first race, and she had a big old smile on her face, and I think she really actually enjoyed her first time racing, see what it was like. Celeste Jenkins was 18th at 28:33. And Ella Stock was 32nd at 34:11. Boys 5K, Brendan Sherb was 52nd at 29:48. Peter Hale was 53rd at 30:43. Varsity races, it was, again, we haven't seen Camby's boys or girls, so it was a good chance to see them, where we're at with them. MCC, where we're at with them, another Southern school, Pipestone. So you get to kind of see where that, and then Redwood. Both boys and girls, Redwood is the top teams to look at. I think girls are ranked second, in state. And they, to be honest, both their boys and girls kind of toyed with the field. They looked like they kind of just took the first half of the race, kind of to see what was going on, and they decided to really hammer it down the second half. But they're that good, and it was fun watching them, how they compete, and also it shows how deep our section can be once we put it together. But we still kept Glowy out for another one. Bryn was our top runner. She finished 14th at 22.16. Then we had Harper Grunholz at 32nd at 25.31. Micaiah Poos is 34th at 25.35. Shea Botham was 36th at 25.54. Tegan Conroy was 39th at 26.15. And Daytona Bissett was 41st at 26.32. Scoring-wise, like I said, Redwood just kind of toyed with everybody. They won it with 25. Cami Manuel was second with 58. We were sixth at 138. So our pack was good. Our 2 through 6 pack was decent. It just they've got to move up a little bit tighter in that bunch to really start changing that score. And if we get Chloe back to being healthy where she can be, you know, she will change that score a lot for us, and that's kind of a big addition. But the other ones are still going to have to keep picking it up until she's ready to come back. Boys varsity, Gavin Carl, again, got in a good race. You know, we got a kid, I think the two kids from Redwood are ranked top 10 individually in the state. So you knew that was going to kind of fill the field there. But Gavin finished fourth in a very good time of 17:27. Tayden Clark came back and ran with his calf. His calf wasn't bad at all. I know it got tight afterwards, but he looked very comfortable through it. I think we need to get him healthier. That time will even come lower. He finished 8th at 18:09. Tanner Callis was 20th at 19:25. Luke Stock was 35th at 20:43. Landon Keeman was 44th at 21:08. And then Cade Solom was 51st at 21:58. Brody Nelson was 55th at 23:21. Redwood, just like I said, they put everybody around and beat them up pretty hard. They won it with 21, MCC at 75, Monty at 92, and we were fourth at 101. So, again, our kids are shocked. By the time we get done with the race on Tuesday, I looked at a lot of the kids, and you could tell 3 races in 6 days, the body was pretty tough.
And hot weather.
And that's the thing is we've been running in hot weather. All 3 meets have been in hot weather. Hasn't had a cool one in there. So we're kind of hoping that will change a little bit. But it was good this week. We just kind of got back in the swim pool, put about 45 minutes in the pool, got some miles in every day, just kind of loosening up a little bit. And that'll give us hopefully a little bounce back for next week. So that'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Micaiah Poos came in the studio here after practicing, her hair was all wet. What are you doing? I thought it was because she's outside running and it was sweaty, but no, she was in the pool, she said.
Yep, no, she got a good pool workout in there, so that was good for her. So I'll just kind of give everybody a break.
What's up next for the cross-country team?
Thursday we go to Wyoming. That'll be a fun, quick one because they only run 3 races over there. They run the junior highs together, they run the varsities, and they run the varsities. So it's just 3 races. Everybody's together. So it's 9 through 12 boys and 9 through 12 girls in junior high. So we're going to kind of move some kids around a little bit. We may also hold some kids out, too, because we turn around and run up at Grand Forks on Saturday. So we may just kind of limit a little bit. But anybody's nicked up at all or any soreness at all by the time we get to Thursday, I'm going to hold them and have them ready for Grand Forks. Just because that is kind of an elite field to get into with some of the big schools from North Dakota, also into the northern half of Minnesota, so in South Dakota. So that's where we'll see. So we'll do there on Thursday, and I think that's a 4:30 start, if I remember right. And then we'll be up at Grand Forks, and we'll race up at Grand Forks on Saturday at 10 a.m. up there. So we got a busy week.
The Grand Forks, has that kind of replaced the Mille Lacs?
Yeah, that place, the Mille Lacs. This is the third year now we've gone up to Grand Forks when they first started it 3 years ago. So we've kind of been there since they started. It's a fun atmosphere. They really do a nice job of promoting it up there.
Is it a golf course?
It's actually at a park. It's off a park right off the Red River. It's on the east side of Grand Forks, right next to the Red River. And it's a really nice park there. And they got a couple of hills they could hit them hard, and they don't because the kids always pull and look and say, we got to run up that hill. No, luckily they don't have to run up that hill. But, no, it's a really good footing course, and it's a nice park setting.
Did you run that when you ran for NDSU?
No, I ran for NDSU. We actually ran the golf course in Grand Forks. So.
All right, well, we'll have to record Friday or something, and because you'll be up in Grand Forks on Saturday, or we can do it from, we'll see.
Everybody.
John, thanks for coming in the studio again. Appreciate it.
No problem.
You made it in the nick of time.
Radio time. There you go.
Thanks, John.
No problem.
Head coach John Sherbin, Dawson Boyd, Lac La Parole Valley cross country team. Come back and more of the coaches show after this. If you're ready for a home makeover, we suggest you make your way over to Mineota Building Materials. Stop in and talk to Kevin and his staff.
at Miniota Building Materials, and they can help you create the new look you want for your home. They also offer custom design plans for new homes, additions, egg, storage, workshops, and residential buildings. Stop in and they'll be glad to help you with estimates and give you construction tips that will make your project go smoother. That's priceless. Miniota Building Materials. They're located right along Highway 68 in Miniota, and they're a proud sponsor of the Miniota Vikings.
All right, welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coach Show. We're going to turn our attention to Dawson Boyd Lakapa Valley Girls Tennis with head coach Dr. Brent Hacker. Good morning, Dr. Hacker.
Hey, good morning there, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Beautiful Saturday morning, huh?
It is gorgeous out, yeah. This is the kind of time you want to be out playing tennis.
Yeah, I don't like the dew points in the 60s and 70s. They're down in the 40s now, so.
Yeah, that feels better, doesn't it?
All right. How'd the tennis team do this week?
Yeah, we were busy. We had two different matches. We were on the road again, had some longer trips. We went up to Waska on Tuesday with varsity, and then JV hosted Minnewaska home. Waska's tough, and Waska's always tough. We got beat 7-0. We had a couple matches we were in, especially our first doubles match. We were ahead 4-1, actually, in that first set, but just had trouble closing things out. Waska ended up sweeping us 7-0 right now. Currently, Minnewaska is rated third in state, so we knew going in that they were going to be tough and a challenge. And I think the gals, you know, our game plan was, you know, find your area that you want to work on. Find the skill, find the strategy that you want to try to employ, and, you know, just be consistent with it. Whether it's like, hey, I'm not going to double fault this match. I'm going to make sure I'm getting my forehands all in. I'm not going to be hitting them deep, except, you know. So we tried to go through the lineup, working individually with each player, finding what they can work on in their game. But Waska's tough, and credit to them. They've got some great players. So it'll be interesting to see how the season turns out for them. Minnewaska is in the same section as Osakis and Litchfield, and all three of those are top five in state right now. So they've got their work cut out, but they're a very solid team. So that was two. Tuesday for us. And just going through our lineup, just kind of a reminder, Hannah Oya is playing one singles, Kayla Jan is two singles, Elsie Wiebe is three singles, and Alexis Olsen is four singles. Gertie Sieg, Sadie Hacker are one doubles, Val Piatter, Maya Bergie are two doubles, and three doubles are Brianna Borstad and Reese Kuzman. And we've got some good players kind of on that bubble, that exhibition bubble for us. And those include Cameron Olsen, Macy Moen, Greta Hacker, Kenna McTai. So those four players also traveled with us to Minnewaska and got some matches in up there. but that, after finishing up there, we traveled up to Sauk Center on Thursday and pulled off a win up there, winning 6-1. Sauk just had their courts refinished, so it was beautiful to be up there on some good-looking courts Just we're looking forward to our own eventually, hopefully next year. But we played well at Sauk Center again. The gals, I think, did a nice job. Gertie Sieg, Sadie Hacker ended up in a three-setter to one doubles, and Hannah Oy dropped our one singles point. Played tough, lost 6-4, 6-3. But again, it was the same lineup. So just kind of going through scores quickly, Hannah Oy ended up losing at one singles, 6-4, 6-3. Kayla Jan won at two singles, 6-2, 6-0. Elsie Wiebe won 6-0, 6-1. That was three singles. Alexis Olsen at four singles was 6-0, 6-1. Gertie Sieg, Sadie Hacker at a three-setter won the first one 6-4, dropped the second set 6-2, and then picked up the third set with 6-4 for the win. Val Piatter, Maya Bergie played a nice match at two doubles, picked up the first set 6-3, ended up going to a tiebreaker in the second set, ended winning to that. And then Reese Kuzman, Brianna Borstad were our third doubles team, and they did a nice job, 6-2, 6-2. So that wraps up our past week, and it brings us kind of to next week already, Paul, and we head over to YME, and that's actually our last regular season match already.
Wow. Okay. What day was that?
Yeah. So that'll be our 14th match of the season.
Wow.
We play over there. We're going to do senior recognition before we play. Jeff Lallum is the coach there. He's a great guy, and he was willing to, we're going to roll in about a half hour early so we can just do a little senior program for our gals before a match. And then we'll play YME, and then JV will host YME on this end on Tuesday. And that brings us into, that's the end of our regular season. And then the coming Saturday for us is the conference tournament, and we travel up to Alexandria for that.
Okay.
And that gets us into section play following almost right away.
All right, so next Saturday's conference tournament, you said?
Yes, next Saturday is conference tournament. So the way it works a little differently, instead of us playing a specific team like you do all season, the different players at their positions play the other team's players so at those positions. So all of the one singles will be in a bracket and play off against each other. All the two singles will be in a bracket and play off each other, you know, et cetera, all the way down to the bracket. So it's a lot of fun. You know, it's a different format that we play all season. The gals get a chance to, you know, maybe have some revenge against somebody who beat them during the season, or, you know, prove that they can hold their position by maybe beating somebody they already beat during the season. So you end up seeing people you've seen already, and it's kind of the one time during the season you get a chance for a rematch with folks. So
right.
It's always fun to see how things turn up there.
That's right. And Alexandria has some nice tennis courts, I understand, right?
Yes, they're a great big thank you to Alexandria High School and up there for letting us use their courts. We're on one location where they have 12 courts, and then we move over and we use some over at the Discovery Middle School up in Alexandria as well. And there's another 4 courts over there, so we're playing on 16 total courts.
Wow!
But it takes all day. We're leaving bright and early, 6:30 in the morning, and you know, play starting at 8:30, and it takes all day to get the matches in. But yeah, but it's a great thing. It's all 9 conference teams are up there together at the same time. It's a good experience.
All right, real good, Dr. Acker. So good luck at YME, and then the conference tournament up in Alexandria on Saturday then.
Okay, hey, thanks much, Paul. I really appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for taking the time.
You bet.
That's Dr. Coach Brant Hacker of the Dawson Boyd Lacapra Valley girls tennis team. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and hear from Brooklyn Gould, the Lacapra Valley volleyball team, and see how the volleyball team did this past week.
Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
If you're a woman over 40, getting a mammogram is smart. Choosing one that may be more accurate than your current screening, that's genius. Get a Genius 3D mammography exam at Appleton Area Health today. Call 320-289-1580 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lacapra Valley Volleyball with head coach Brooklyn Gould. Good morning, Brooklyn.
Good morning.
Wow, the volleyball team had a busy week.
Yes, we did.
A successful week, I should say.
Yes, it was.
All right, tell us all about it. I think we're back up to last Saturday, right?
Yep, last Saturday we went to Benson, and we beat 4 teams over there, and we didn't even drop a set. So that was a good day for us, and we tried a new rotation that day, so it obviously worked a little bit in our favor, which is good. We played Ortonville, Ashby, Benson, and Dawson Boyd. You know, our closest games were probably against Dawson Boyd. There was a point, I think the last set that we played them was like 26-24. And I'll just kind of go over overall stats for the whole weekend.
Yep, go ahead. Yep.
Brandy Meyer had 28 kills, 3 assists, 13 digs, 4 aces, and 1 block. Jalen Lee had 33 kills, 2 assists, 24 digs, 7 aces, 4 blocks. Abby Omlin had 13 kills, 1 assist, 9 digs, 5 aces, and 1 block. We got Shayla Meyer in to play, and she ended up having 2 kills. Callie Kahn, she had 14 kills, 1 assist, 2 digs, and 4 blocks. Maya Swatsky, our setter, she had 3 kills, 65 assists over the weekend, 22 digs, 9 aces. Marley Lovickson also got some playing time, and she had two digs for us. Carson Whitnable, she was actually out because she had a wedding and a funeral, so she was not at pretty much the whole tournament. Peyton Sachs was out as well. Gabby Elias, she had one dig, two aces. Mikey and Elias had 29 digs, four aces. And Samara Seppinen had three kills, 12 assists, 22 digs, two aces, and two blocks. So I think overall the weekend it was good for us. You know, with our conference, it's a tough conference. We all know that. So going and playing some teams that we don't normally play, you know, it was good. It was a good start to a busy week for us having right. all those.
Good confidence builder last Saturday in Benson.
Oh, for sure. And I think that's something that, you know, our team overall is trying to work on, is just having that that positive mentality throughout a game set. So that was good for us.
Good. All right. Yep. And then Tuesday?
Yep. Tuesday we went to Mineota. And as you know, Mineota's always good. But, you know, we played very good against them the first set. It was 19-25. And we were probably neck and neck with them the most of the time up until the end. Game two, it was 13-25 and 11-25. We just kind of, like the second and third game, we had some errors. You know, in Mineota, it's like whether their first touch is good or bad, they always find a way to better the ball, and they're always swinging at the ball. So overall, I was pretty happy with how we played against them. I thought we did great the first set. Our serve receive was really good, and when our serve receive is good, our front row does a great job playing the ball down. Brandy Meyer had five kills, eight digs. Jalen Lee had 10 kills, seven digs, and four blocks. Abby Omlin had two kills. Callie Kahn had two kills, one dig and one block. Maya Swatsky had seven digs, two aces. Marley Lovickson got some playing time, and she had one dig. Peyton Sachs had three digs. Gabby Elias had one dig. Mikey and Elias had five digs. And Samara Seppinen had one kill, two assists, and nine digs.
Okay. Always tough to play in Mineota, isn't it?
It is. But it's a good experience for us, too, because it really helps me kind of work on things that It helps me get ready for practice on things that we really need to work on. Right. When we play like that, it's easy to see our weaknesses. So we definitely worked on blocking on Wednesday, and that totally showed against our Lakeview game. So I'll kind of just transition to our Lakeview game. We went four sets with them. We lost the second set or third set. I can't remember. But our first set, we went out there and dominated. Like I said, we really worked on blocking. And so for blocks, Maya Swatsky had one, Brandy Meyer had one, Jalen Lee had four, Abby Omlin had one, Callie Kahn had two. And I told the girls, I was like, Callie's blocks, we've had more blocks in this game than we have probably our last three games. So we obviously worked on it, and it worked in our favor.
Good. That's good coaching, Brooklyn.
Yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, I broadcast the match on Thursday, and you won the first two sets. You know, man, the gym was electric. Student body was making noise, and girls were pumped up. And, and you played well, I thought.
Yeah, when our gym is vibing and cheering with us, we always play a lot better, too. So we'll kind of go into serving. So aces, Peyton Sachs had two, Maya Swatsky had one, Brandy Meyer had two, Jalen Lee had one, Mikey and Elias had one. Blocks, we talked about that. Digs, Peyton Sachs had five, Maya Swatsky had 16, Brandy Meyer had 21, Abby had two, Mikey Ann had 13, Callie Kahn had two, Samara Seppinen had five, and Maya Mortensen, she got her jersey 3 hours before the game, and she got some playing time, so she had some two digs. She had two digs, too. Hitting-wise, Maya Swatsky had one kill. Brandy Meyer had, I know you had 22, but Huddle, they had her down for 24. Jalen Lee had 12 kills. Abby Omlin had six. Mikey Ann had one free ball kill, and she was super excited about that. Callie Kahn had four kills. Samara Seppinen had one kill. So overall, I think, Maya Swatsky had 34. Jalen Lee had two, Abby Umlin had one, Mike Mia and Elias had two, and Samara Sepinen had six. And overall, that was a great game. That's probably the best we've played so far. And I'm hoping we can kind of try to keep that flow going. We went into the Lakeview game very prepared for the game. We watched some tape, so we knew what some of their weaknesses are, and our girls definitely went for it. Our serve receive was good. Our front row was swinging. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good game. It was very exciting.
Good, good. And then kind of a rare Friday night matchup last night, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not a fan of Friday games, and I'm definitely not a fan when our C squad doesn't play. Our C squad didn't play yesterday, and it's just so hard because it feels like, you know, they have their routines and they have their traditions, like the B squad and varsity have their routines when C squad's playing. So it was a little off, and you know, we ended up going four sets with Benson. We lost the first set 17-25, and then the scores were 25-12, 25-13, 25-16. In the first set, I think we had 11 hitting errors, and like against Lakeview, we didn't even have 11 hitting errors total in the fourth set. Mm-hmm. So it was just, I think the girls are feeling a little off. I think they kind of like, we beat them at the tournament and we kind of got a little, you know, just hanging out. So thank the Lord, you know, we kind of like got rid of that first set and then went back into it our second through fourth set. Diggs, Weiss, Peyton, Sachs had eight. Maya Swatsky had 18, Brandy had 12, Jalen Lee had 7, Marley Lovickson had 2, Mike Ian Elias had 25, Carson Whitneybaugh had 1, Callie Kahn had 3, Samara Sepinen. Aces-wise, Maya Swatsky had 2, Marley Lovickson had 1, blocking, Maya Swatsky had 1, Jalen Lee had 3, kills, Brandy Meyer had 12, Jalen Lee had 18. Abby Omlin had 3. Mike Yan Elias had 1. Callie Kahn had 4. Samara Sepinen had 4. Set assists, Peyton had 1. And Maya Swatsky had 31. Abby Omlin and Mike Yan Elias both had 1. Jalen Lee had 1. And Samara Sepinen had 6. Mm-hmm. And we got Brooklyn Olsen in. She served for Jalen Lee and played some back row, and she did absolutely phenomenal as well. So we're moving on up a little bit. You know, we kind of had a little slip in our first set yesterday, but I think the second through fourth game showed scores more of kind of what we're capable of. So.
All right. Yeah, a really good week for you guys then.
Yeah, it was. Even that loss from Indiana, we did some good things, and we learned some new things, so that was good.
All right. What do you got coming up, Brooklyn, this week?
Yep, next week we go to Canby. We know Canby's going to be a tough match as well. And then we have our homecoming game against YME on Thursday next week.
Okay, good. Tuesday and Thursday. I'll be in Canby on Tuesday with you.
Woohoo!
And, it's my birthday, so I'm working on my birthday.
Yeah, we might have to sing happy birthday.
No, we won't do that. Yeah, well, generally, how'd the B squad and C squad do this past week with a busy week?
Yeah, it was a busy week. B squad won yesterday.
Okay.
Lakeview, I was not watching the B squad or C squad game because we had the little community on drove with us.
That's right, yeah.
So I was busy keeping track of 24 kindergarten through first grade.
That was fun. Talk about that a little bit on Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday.
It was fun. Over the last couple of weeks, we've had kindergarten and through sixth grade coming in practicing. So K through fourth played on Thursday night. And this is the first time we've opened it up K through third. And the girls did so good. Like, I had parents reaching out saying that was awesome. The girls loved it. And I really want to thank, like, our older girls, too, because they did such a great job with the kids, and it wouldn't have been as organized and successful without them as well. And, you know, the B squad and varsity girls, they were having so much fun, too, and I think that was a great start to bring some energy and momentum for us for the Lakeview game. But overall, yeah, it was awesome, and it's nice seeing those high numbers with the younger girls, because at some point, you know, I'm hoping they stick it out, and I can tell them, you know, I had you guys when you were in kindergarten, you know, so.
Awesome. Yeah, it was a fun time. All right, yeah. Real good, Brooklyn. Appreciate appreciate the update on the volleyball team, and good luck this week, and we'll see you in Camby on Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much, Paul.
Head coach Brooklyn Gould of the Lacroix Valley volleyball team. Let's take a commercial break. We'll be back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling Ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by, ride downtown, or give them a call, 320-769-2238. The Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash.
This week at the Country Butcher, all seafood and fish 10% off. Frozen white wrapped meat 25% off.
Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
And that'll wrap up the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And it's homecoming week this week for Lacapral Valley and Dawson Boyd. Our next broadcast comes Tuesday. I'll be in Canby as the Canby Lancers host the Lacapral Valley Eagles in volleyball. Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's 9:56. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.